today, mostly sunny and hot, high 97.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Here it is, a Tuesday afternoon, and once again, Dan the Insurance Man is here with lots of insurance information. Now, normally we ask you to call in, but today we're doing this a little ahead of time because Dan does have some personal business to attend to, some important family matters, and as we head towards July 4th, Dan, good to see you this afternoon.
Hey, thanks, AJ, and welcome, Jacksonville. Here we are on a Tuesday afternoon, and we are going to be talking about all sorts of insurance things again. And, this is a pre-recorded program, so, you can call into the radio station if you want, but there won't be anybody to really take your call, and you'll probably get just routed right to the receptionist. And then you'd have to leave a message, and it might take a few days before I would get that. I get that message routed over to me.
But so, you can give them a phone number where they can contact you, right?
That's absolutely correct, AJ. So if you're listening to the program today and you have a question, you don't want to call the radio station. What you want to do is you want to reach out to me at the office at Thomas & Associates, and that number is area code 904-730-3900. You can also go out to healthinsurancethomas.com and either use the online app, chat app, to chat with me, or you can just go to the contact us page, find Dan the Insurance Man, and click the email link and just send me an email with your question. Again, don't be shy, don't hesitate. If you have a question regarding insurance, go ahead and reach out to me. The worst thing is having a question and not having the right answer. So reach out to me so I can give you the right answer to your question, and then being educated and well-informed stops problems from happening down the road and into the future. So today we are going to be talking here in this first segment. We're gonna talk about a lot of people, they start their own business, and of course to try to limit expenses because you're starting your own business and it can be kind of pricey and expensive to begin with, and to try to limit your money going to other people, and you want to have a successful business, a lot of people they open up out of their home, and they base the business out of their home, and that could be because you're being a handyman, or maybe you're a painter, and you store a lot of your stuff in a shed in your backyard, or you keep things in a truck. You put everything into you basically store everything into your house, and you base your business out of your house, and you just bring in an extra phone line. So just some tips and tricks of what you want to do when it comes to insurance and running your business out of your house. So whether you're running a part-time business, a seasonal or full-time business from your home, you want to kind of carefully consider the risks and the insurance needs. Starting a business is a challenging venture. You need to have the right insurance so that you can provide some financial safety net and peace of mind. The worst thing that you would want is for something to happen and a customer sue you, and you potentially lose your house or have to take out a mortgage or a second mortgage to access equity in the home, because some customer sued you and they've won a judgment in court and you have to pay them. So again, your insurance choices should in part be based on the type of business you operate. For instance, if you're a sole practitioner, home-based accountant, you're a CPA, you do people's taxes, you'll have a very different need than maybe a neighbor down the street who's converted their house into a childcare business and is taking care of five children every day. When considering insurance for your business, here are some questions you need to ask yourself. What type of business do you want to run? What are the potential risks that you're going to face with that type of business? What's the value of my business property? Do you have expensive equipment, such as cameras or commercial printers? Do you stock valuable business inventory, such as gemstones? Maybe you do some jewelry repair or make custom jewelry. Do you have any employees? Will you be having employees come over to your house and work during the day or fill out paperwork at the end of their business day? Do customers or contractors visit your home for business purposes? Will you be having appointments in the comfort of your own home? Do you use your car or other vehicles in the course of business operations? So are you taking your car and going out to business appointments? Do you have a pickup truck that you're hauling materials on and making deliveries with? Does your business store customers' financial and personal information on a computer or even on the cloud? Since a lot of things are happening on computers nowadays and you can actually save everything to the cloud. So those are very important. Those are very important points. All of those, how those questions are answered, determine the type of liability that you might be exposed to and how much insurance that you might need with either a general liability policy for somebody slipping and falling or a business owner's policy to protect you for business operations in the event that something happens. So those are things that you need to consider. And I mentioned liability. So property and liability insurance, depending on the nature of your home-based business, you'll need insurance to protect the value of your business property in the event of a theft or fire. There's other perils that you might need to take into account. You'll also need liability protection to cover costs if someone's injured as a result of visiting your business, which is your home, or using your product or service. All personal homeowners policies have liability insurance, either $100,000 or $300,000 or $500,000 worth of liability insurance. But if you're running a home-based business, that's not necessarily going to cover you because your homeowner's insurance company is going to say, well, hey, hold on a second. That's a business operation, not a personal operation. So somebody slipping and falling because they came for an appointment is different than having a party guest slip and fall. It's important that you're going to have your homeowner's policy for personal things, and then you're going to have a business policy to cover your business needs. Homeowners insurance can provide some protection for your business, but it will probably not be sufficient. So you're really going to need a general liability or a business owner's policy to help cover those exposures, those openings that aren't going to be covered by your personal policy. Options for property and liability insurance for home-based businesses include adding an endorsement to your homeowner's policy. Depends on the insurance company. I hear some music, so we're going to be going on a break soon. But again, a business owner's policy, also known as a BOP or standalone home-based business insurance policy, you maybe need to add your vehicle onto your auto policy as being used for business purposes. If you have questions, reach out to me at Thomas & Associates. That's 904-730-3900. Or go to healthinsurancethomas.com, use the online chat, or go to the contact.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Your attention, please. Hangar Bay Cafe is your locally owned and veteran-owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen. A regular ramen bowl with two pieces of chicken and a drink starts at just $13. The fried chicken at Hangar Bay is better than your mama's. It's on the list of the best fried chicken in the 50 states based on Yelp data. Check out the sandwiches like the unique bourbon teriyaki, pulled pork, or spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. In a seafood mood, how about shrimp and fish with grits? It's veteran owned with a Navy theme and variety. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week at 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Tired of waiting for your paycheck? Tired of making less than you need? Perkins Express Roofing has immediate openings for salespeople. Great weekly pay, company car, gas allowance, and other benefits. Perkins Express Roofing is the company that's promoting and growing. Call Sean Robinson at Perkins Express Roofing for an interview. 525-2277. 525-2277. Get a good paying career going today at Perkins Express Roofing. 525-2277. Equal opportunity employer. Of course, if you have a leaky or damaged roof, Perkins Express Roofing is the one to trust. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it. Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork. All you have to do is call 525-2277, 525-2277. Then sit back and let Perkins Express Roofing do it all. 525-2277, 525-2277.
You can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that, but you can adopt one. There are millions of pets waiting for a best friend just like you. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Dan is here this afternoon. Well, sort of. Actually, we pre-recorded the program today because Dan has some personal business to attend to as we approach the long holiday weekend here on a Tuesday afternoon. But he's got lots of insurance information, and he'll be giving you his very own number and contact information because we can't take calls today since we're actually not really here right now. All right, Dan, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, AJ. And welcome back, Jacksonville. So, the first segment, we were kind of talking about home-based businesses and some of the things that you need to consider when you're doing that type of business operation and how it's going to impact you from an insurance standpoint. Since I was talking about home-based businesses, I kind of want to talk about a home buyer's insurance guide. It's kind of like 14 things that you should consider before you purchase a home. So I kind of want to go over those because those are good points. And then if you want a copy of this home buyer's insurance guide, you can always reach out to me at healthinsurancethomas.com. You can either reach out by phone at 904-730-3900, or you can reach out through the Contact Us page and shoot me an email. Let me know that you heard me on the radio. You'd like a copy of the Home Buyer's Insurance Guide. It's a thin little pamphlet, and I'd be happy to email it or fax it out to you. Anyway, so there's about 14 things that you really want to consider when you're purchasing a home. You know, you don't want to overlook financial implications of a homeowner's insurance policy. Yeah, you might be getting a great value on the house. I want to use a real world example. So I've got a client who bought a house that was built in 1919. It's an absolutely gorgeous house, 18 bedrooms, 7 baths, 6,300 square feet. Here's the thing. So they bought this house. It's probably valued at around $500,000 or so, $500,000. But they it needed some tender loving care. They needed to do some upgrades, a new roof, things like that. So they got the house for a ridiculously low amount of money, about $140,000. They spent $140,000 buying this house. They've put some money into it. Here's the problem: the house, they couldn't find anybody to insure the house when they bought it. It needed work. They just couldn't find any insurance. And they're still having that problem. So it's something that you need to consider when you're looking at purchasing a house, the age of the house. You want to make sure that it's a house that that insurance company that you're going to be able to find insurance for. So you're really going to want to look into that. Again, there's financial considerations when you're purchasing a house, especially if you're thinking, well, I'm going to run a business out of it. So you want to make sure that you're not putting all your money into what becomes a money pit. And let's kind of start going over our 14 points. The first, of course, is your credit rating. You want to make sure it goes without saying, banks aren't going to lend you money if you don't have a good credit history, and it shows that you pay your bills on time. You want to protect yourself if you're going to buy the house like on a rent to own type situation. You want to protect yourself with a renter's insurance policy while you're renting to own. And that's before you start house hunting. Then while you're house hunting, of course, you want to search for a new home. Remember the physical characteristics of a house, the size, the location, the construction, overall condition. Not only will that affect the cost of the house, it's also going to affect the cost of the insurance. So you want to buy insurance to basically replace the house to the way to look like the way it is when you bought it, because that's one of the reasons you bought it, is you like the look of the house. So if you have ornate plaster work, or you're close to the coast, it could make the insurance more expensive. So those are some of the factors that you want to consider when you're shopping for a home. You also want to take into account the quality and location of the fire department. So there is a protection. There's a protection class. It goes from 1 to 10. If you don't have a fire department within 7 miles of you, you go into protection class 10, which means it's either very, very expensive insurance, or the insurance company is going to decline to write the policy and issue the insurance because there's a greater risk of the house burning down. So you want to make sure that you've got a good low protection class number, a 1, 2, or 3, still keeps you with no premiums being added to the homeowner's insurance. How close are you to the coastline? So, of course we're in Florida. So, we get hurricanes, and hurricanes generate high winds. So you have problems with storm surges and flooding, high winds, 80, 90, 100 mile an hour winds that can blow your roof off or blow shingles off or blow a tree down and cause damage to the house. It can cause windows to be to be burst in. Last couple of hurricane seasons, I actually had some really high wind, and I suffered the exposure of the wind blew a tree branch, and it didn't it broke my window. Now it didn't smash it in, but the wind blew something fast enough and hard enough that it cracked and damaged the window. So I got lucky that it didn't break the glass and create an opening to blow wind for the wind to blow water into the house and potentially cause water damage. But that's something that you need to consider. The age of the house. So, the older the house gets, kind of less likely that the insurance companies really want to write it. You want an insurance company that's willing to do older homes. And there are several that I can help you with. So if you have an older home, even one that was built in around the turn of the century, like say 1900, I do have insurance companies that will write a policy on a home like that. So feel free to reach out. Again, always reach out to me at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900, or go to the website healthinsurancethomas.com and either go to the Contact Us page and shoot me an email or use the online chat feature, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. The condition of the roof. The newer the roof, the less you're going to pay on your homeowner's policy because it's a new roof, less likely that something is going to happen to that. Quality of construction. Has the house been upgraded? Has the roof, when the roof was redone, was there some renovation work so that you meet the Florida building codes? So that's going to determine the cost of your homeowner's insurance policy. So you want to have a good wind mitigation report that shows how the roof is attached to the rest of the house. That can save you as much as 60% off the cost of your homeowner's insurance policy. Risk of flooding. So if you're in a low flood, if you're in a floodplain, the insurance company may make it mandatory that you purchase flood insurance, or the mortgage company may even make it mandatory that you purchase flood insurance. So depending on the floodplain you're in, flood insurance might be a mandatory thing. That's another cost of insurance that you have to consider when you're thinking about purchasing a house. Florida, not so much. We don't have to worry about earthquakes, but again, we do have to worry about hurricanes. Do you have a swimming pool or a trampoline? A lot of insurance companies will not insure a house with a trampoline. They'll tell you if you want the insurance, you got to get rid of the trampoline. Pools are a different story. If the pool either needs to have a screened enclosure or it needs to have at least a 4-foot high fence surrounding it, so that's something that you need to take into consideration when you're looking at a home. The cost of the insurance for a pool. You also want to check the loss history of a house. How many claims has it had over the last, say, 3 to 5 years? There's a comprehensive loss underwriting exchange report known as a CLUE report. I hear some music, so I'm going to get through these last three points. So you can order one free CLUE report. The owner can order a free CLUE report for you to show you what type of claims that have been issued on the house. You want to get the house inspected with a 4-point inspection, especially if it's older than 30 years old, so that you know that there's no problems with the electrical, the central heat and air, there hasn't been any type of water damage or infestation of pests.
We're kind of running out of time, so we're going to probably have to repeat a couple of those when we come back on the other side. We got some news information, all that and more. It's a special pre-recorded edition of Dan Dan the Insurance Man right here on Talk Radio WBOB. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration says the 2020 census questionnaire is moving ahead without a question about citizenship. That's according to an attorney for a civil rights group that helped fight the addition of the question. Kristen Clark says that Trump administration attorneys notified parties in lawsuits challenging the question that the printing of the hundreds of millions of documents for the 2020 census counts would be starting soon. The White House didn't immediately comment on the decision. President Trump has decried last week's Supreme Court ruling, saying the question was sought under a false pretext. Spokespeople for the U.S. Census Bureau have not responded to emails or phone calls seeking comment. Dozens of Central Americans who have been returned to the border city of Juarez to await the outcome of their U.S. asylum claims are being bused back to their home countries by Mexican authorities. On Wall Street, the Dow by 69 points. This is SRN News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays because of a crash on I-10 at the westbound ramp to Stockton Street. Also, another accident on I-10 at the eastbound ramp from Lane Avenue on the west side. And there's another accident on Butler Boulevard eastbound at Gate Parkway. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 76. Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot. High 97.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of America First, we'll check in with Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch to talk about Hillary Clinton and her conflicting stories about her classified emails. We'll have Sinclair's chief political commentator Boris Epstein on the media's reaction to the Trump-Kim Jong-un meeting. Plus, Karen Watson will share with us what it's like to be black and a Republican. All that and more coming up on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, Saturday nights, 6 till 9 p.m. on WBOB.
I'm Lou Dimes. Delta Airlines boosting its second quarter earnings outlook. New tariffs may be slapped on European Union products, and Mississippi sued over food labeling. Those stories next.
This is your stock market bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club chief investment strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Delta Airlines boosting its second quarter forecast because of higher revenue. Delta reporting its financial results on July 11th, announcing today, however, its overall revenue will be higher. The United States may slap tariffs on another $4 billion of European Union goods because of illegal subsidies for aircraft, specifically Airbus. New items subject to tariffs would include coffee, olives, and cheese. A public hearing set for August. On Wall Street, another record for the S&P 500, the seventh of the year. The Dow up 69 points, the S&P gained 9, the Nasdaq up 18. The Plant-Based Foods Association has filed a federal lawsuit saying Mississippi is violating its free speech rights by banning terms such as meatless meatballs and meatless vegan bacon. Please join me for Lou Dimes tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dimes Financial Report.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Dan the Insurance Man is here this afternoon. Well, actually, it's a special pre-recorded edition, so we're not taking our usual phone calls, but Dan will give you plenty of information how you can contact him until we do it live next week after the July 4th holiday. So on this Tuesday afternoon, let's get back to all the info you need to know with Dan the Insurance Man. Dan?
Hey, thanks, AJ. All right, Jacksonville. So we were talking about, I gave you the last segment, I gave you like 14 items that you need to consider with a home buyer's insurance guide. And let's kind of expand on that a little bit. So you're thinking about buying a home. There's things that you can do. Now, let's say that you're not looking at buying a home because you want to live in it. Let's say you're wanting to buy a home because you want to flip it and you just want to fix it up a little bit and put it right back on the market and get it sold. And you're thinking, well, you know, I can buy this house. I can put $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 into it. And, you know, I'm buying it for $100,000. I can put $30,000 into it. And I can put it back on the market for $210,000, and make some money on a short term ownership. So, you know, maybe buying a traditional homeowner's policy isn't the right way to go because you're going to be doing some renovation work. So what you might want to consider is what's known as a builder's risk policy. It's a policy that you use for new construction homes or homes that you're going to buy and renovate and put right back out on the market and try to sell in a short and quick time frame. But you know, let's say that you're wanting to build your own house or a custom home. You want to get a builder's risk policy to protect the materials that you're paying for, that the contractor is going to use to build the house. And you want to do the same thing if you're buying a home to renovate and put it back on the market and sell it in a 90 or 180 day turnaround time or 120 day turnaround time. You know, you might have materials brought into the house. And so you want to protect the value of those materials while the house is being fixed and repaired, because nobody's going to be living in it. It's going to be a vacant property. And so a builder's risk policy will help you do that. It protects the materials that you purchase. You want to choose the right policy, of course. So there's basically four ways. It can be a single policy for contractors or owners with new construction, remodeling, or installation projects. It can be a reporting form policy for contractors with multiple residential or commercial new construction projects. So maybe you're a home builder and you're listening to this program and you're going to be building a community of 100 homes. This is a way of protecting, as a contractor and a home builder, this is a way of protecting the cost of the materials as they're brought in to build the homes. And it also insures the houses while they're vacant and they haven't been sold to somebody yet. It could be a blanket deposit premium policy, more for contractors with residential or commercial new construction averaging 50 or more builds a year. Or you could have a blanket installation policy for trade contractors with residential and commercial projects. So those are four ways that you can use a builder's risk policy. The most common one that a lot of people is number one, for single policy for contractors to do remodeling on a home or installing items into a home. So again, a builder's risk policy is a great way to provide protection for the house while it's being renovated. Protects you as a real estate investor that your home has insurance. So if something, God forbid, does happen to it while you're trying to fix it up and get it sold, you have the ability to recoup any losses on the house. You can get these things just about any format. They're very customizable policies, and so something that you should consider. Used very much by owners, builders, contractors, real estate investors for house flipping, can also be used for building, you know, the strip mall down the street. Another thing to take into account if you're buying a home, especially if you're buying a home for your family, is now you've bought this home. You now have this $250,000 or $400,000 mortgage, and you and your wife both work. The mortgage is it's made possible because of a two income household, and you know, something bad or tragic happens to either you or your spouse, and you lose that income. So the one thing that I want to point out is you should have life insurance on yourself when you buy a home. You should have the ability that life insurance. One of the aspects of that life insurance should be should have the ability to pay off the mortgage. If not on a lump sum, it should at least be, you should be able to, you can set up that life insurance policy to pay monthly to the mortgage company so that your spouse, or you or your spouse, whoever the surviving spouse is, doesn't have to worry about a mortgage payment. Also, you know, let's say that that you want to get a $500,000 policy, or you don't know how much life insurance you really need. The focus of it is going to be to pay off the mortgage. Well, it's pretty easy to figure out. There's a handy dandy calculator, and what you do is you put down the amount of mortgage that you have, whether it's a new house or you've been in the house for 5 or 10 years, and it says so we plug that number in, and we say, well, we're gonna pay this off on a monthly basis, and that calculator will spit back a number at me, and it will tell me how much life insurance we have to buy to make sure that mortgage payment is made every month for the next 10 years, for the next 15 years, for the next 20 years, or if it's a brand new mortgage, for the next 30 years. So if you don't know how much life insurance you need, don't worry about that. We can do the math backwards. We can figure out what you're trying to do with the life insurance and how long you want the life insurance payments to last. And we can figure out how much life insurance you have to purchase. If you have a question about this and want to reach out, 904-730-3900. Just ask for Dan, the insurance man at Thomas & Associates. Or you can go to the website, healthinsurancethomas.com, and go to the Contact Us page and shoot me an email, or use the online chat feature to reach out and get a hold of me that way. So again, I'm happy to answer the questions. There's all sorts of life insurance policies out there. They all do different things. Maybe you're not interested in protecting the mortgage. Maybe you're interested in making sure that if something happens to you, maybe you have a history, your family has a history of heart attacks, of strokes, of cancer, of a chronic health condition that is debilitating. Maybe you're interested in a life insurance policy that also has some long-term care benefits built into it. That's something that we can consider. Again, if you don't know how much life insurance you need or how much long-term care benefits you need, don't worry about that. Reach out to me. Ask me the question. We can do the math backwards. We can figure out what you think you might need, and then we can work out what the cost will be and how much coverage you're going to need to protect yourself and your family. So again, 904-730-3900. Reach out to me at Thomas & Associates, or you can go online, healthinsurancethomas.com, and go to the Contact Us page, or use the online chat feature and reach out to me that way. So,
we got through a whole segment here, and we have one more coming up. And this is a special pre-recorded edition of Dan, the Insurance Man, with the last word in insurance on a Tuesday afternoon, because Dan does have other plans today. And we wanted to get you some new information and some more recent information. So that was a great way to do it. And we'll be back next week, of course, with our regular call-in number. But today, hold the calls, call the information that Dan is giving you, and we'll be better set that way. We'll return to Dan, the Insurance Man, just a couple minutes down the road right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly, it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. And this summer at Sonny's Barbecue, we're fanning the flames. Introducing the all-new Smoke and Fire menu at Sonny's. For a limited time, we're turning up the heat with new features, like the Hot Lincoln Pimento Cheeseburger, Sweet and Spicy Wings, Brisket and Mac Egg Rolls, Loaded Hot Tots, and Brisket Grilled Cheese. Come tame the flames this summer at Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
And this is a special pre-recorded edition of Dan the Insurance Man. Dan had some pertinent family business to take care of, and he is here. And we appreciate Dan making an extra trip to the studios this afternoon as we head toward July 4th. It is a Tuesday afternoon on July 4th week, and Dan has more very important insurance information for you, and he'll give you contact information. If you do have questions that can't wait until next Tuesday on the air, you can always contact him in the meantime. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. All right, guys, yep. So this is a pre-recorded show, so I do want to wish everybody a safe and happy 4th of July, and we'll see you on the on the other side of the holiday weekend. So, you know, we've been talking about homeowners insurance, starting your own business, making it a home-based business. You know, I was thinking about talking about classic cars and stuff. And then, you know, we had a little bit of a break here. And I got up to get myself something to drink. And then as I was walking back to the studio from this little 3-minute break, you know, I come across this this little newspaper about fishing, and it got me thinking. You know, here we are in the summer, it's beautifully, it's a hot weather, it's they're gorgeous summer days, other than being hot. But then I'm thinking to myself, but you know what, if I was on a boat out in the ocean or on a lake, I probably wouldn't feel it being so hot. I'd get some nice ocean sea breezes, and or some lake sea breezes. I'm out in the middle of a lake. But more importantly, what would I be doing? I would be fishing. And so, you know, for the boat owners out there, I kind of want to, instead of talking about classic cars, what I want to talk about is boat insurance.
Very important this time of year, isn't it?
It is. You know, this is when you're taking your boat out. This is when you might be taking vacations. I've got clients who every summer they pull their boat out and they go down to the Bahamas, or they go down to the Caribbean, and they vacation in the Caribbean on their boat. Now, and most people think, oh, well, these people are rich. They've got yachts. Well, they're not rich, but they plan every year for a 30 or 60 day vacation time. And they take the time off of work. And then they get on their boat and they sail down to the Bahamas, or they sail down to the Caribbean, somewhere in the Caribbean, to St. Thomas or something like that. And they do island hopping.
Nice.
And that's what they do for that's an annual vacation for them. So
a lot of planning has to go into that,
it
obviously,
does.
And a lot of saving.
A lot of saving, because, you know, but again, you know, they have time built up at work, so they just take their vacation all at one time. But that's what they do, and they sail their boat down there. So it's important that if you have a boat, you have the right kind of insurance on your boat. You want to make sure that if you do any type of sailing, well, maybe you don't go down to the Caribbean. Maybe you sail your boat out into the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. Maybe you go visit Belize or something like that. Maybe you go to Mexico on your private boat.
So you are going into international waters that way.
Right. But you know what? Maybe you don't. Maybe you're just on the intercoastal. Maybe you take your sailboat and you say, well, hey, I'm going to go from Jacksonville. I'm going to sail all the way down around Key West, and I'm going to go and I'm going to go to some ports of call like Tampa or Naples, mm-hmm. or you're going to go out to the Panhandle like Destin, Florida or Pensacola. And you're going to tie your boat up, and you're going to go do some fishing off of out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, it sounds great.
You know, so you're not really leaving U.S. territorial waters per se. You're going to be, you know, you're not doing any type of long distance traveling like to the Caribbean or something. But, you know, or maybe you're sailing up north. Maybe you have family that's in Virginia
or New York or Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Because the intercoastal, of course, goes all the way up and down the East Coast and around in the Gulf.
That's right. So, I mean, so you have all these things you can do with a boat. So you want to make sure that your boat has got the proper coverage. You want to make sure that if you are taking the boat out, that if your insurance company requires you to file a travel plan, that you're doing that. You want to make sure that your boat, you know, not all insurance companies are made equally. There are some insurance companies that have limits on boat size and boat value. So you want to make sure that you've got the right insurance company for the boat. Some people own houseboats. I got to tell you, houseboats are one of the most difficult boats to insure.
Is that a fact?
Really? Yeah, it is. They're the most difficult type of boat to insure. Some people buy fishing trawlers, and they convert the fishing trawler to a personal boat. So those boats can be very difficult to insure as well. It is possible it's not impossible to insure them. It's just the majority of insurance companies that do boat insurance, they don't like to insure fishing trawlers. They don't like to insure boat and houseboats.
No, that's about like a floating dwelling.
Right.
But if you had a cabin cruiser where you could sleep many people, that must be a different category, I imagine.
It is. And you got to make sure you're looking at the right insurance company, because some insurance companies put limits on the size of the boat. Some will only do boats up to 25 feet in length, some 30, Some will say, hey, if the boat exceeds 40 feet in length, we don't want to do it. But again, if you have a boat and you need help with boat insurance, then reach out to me. I have insurance companies that will do any size boat. So the right company, you know, we've got the ability at Thomas & Associates to find you the right company for the right fit. Happy to help. Happy to just provide you a quote and make sure if you want to shop it and see if you can get a better price and lower the expenses on the boat insurance, then reach out 904-730-3900, or go to the website, healthinsurancethomas.com, and, either use the online chat feature or go to the contact us page and shoot me an email. I'm happy to provide you a quote, see if you're getting the best price for your situation. Never an obligation. I'm always willing to if you just have questions and you need some answers, then feel free to reach out so I can give you those answers. Again, I believe that that being fully informed and knowledgeable will save you from unintended consequences and problems in the future, because you get to know where your exposures are, you get to fix those exposures, and keep anything bad from happening to you. So again, if you like fishing and you own a boat and you take your boat out, you want to take advantage of the right boat insurance for your boat. AJ's holding up a sign.
We have about 2 minutes left here.
I was going to say we only have 2 minutes left in this program. So I kind of talked about boats. I'm going to use the last 2 minutes to talk about classic cars, because I absolutely love classic cars. If you know, so personal favor for Dan, the insurance man, if you're listening to this program and you know somebody who owns a Buick Riata made only between the years of 1988 and 1992. So if you know somebody who owns a Buick Riata, or if you know where a Buick Riata is sitting that somebody might want to sell, please reach out to me at the office, Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. Go to the website, healthinsurancethomas.com, and go to the either contact us page or do the online chat, and let me know that you know somebody. I'm in the market for buying a Buick Riata.
Nice.
So if somebody can help me out and point me in the right direction of where they know somebody might have one here in the local area. And I mean local, you know, as far down as Orlando and as far west as Tallahassee, maybe even the Panhandle, depending on the condition of the car and the price.
So if you can hear us on the air,
that's
on
right.
WBOB AM, he may be coming to see you if you have the right car.
That's right. That's right. So don't hesitate. Feel free to reach out. So AJ held up a sign 30 seconds, and it's probably
we're rolling right down there.
So I want to say again, have a happy 4th of July, and we'll see you next week live.